Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Danny Salazar, Senior Vice President and Relationship Manager in Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Danny, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
I want to focus in on something that we hear a lot of doom and gloom about the economic situation of the country. Inflation is high. Interest rates are going up. You talk a lot with CEOs, especially local CEOs, about what's happening. I want to get your take on that. Are they saying everything is doom and gloom, or is there some optimism?
That does seem to be the hot topic at the moment, what the outlook looks like and whether we're heading into a recession. But I can say that many of the CEOs that I speak to feel very confident about their business, their future opportunities, and other factors that are impacting their environment. From a business perspective, companies have been dealing with the economic uncertainty and inflationary pressures for the last 2 years. So, they've learned to adapt very well to the changes. Those changes have been coming from various points, starting with a tight labor market, supply chain disruptions, and then followed by increased prices of goods. And then they've also seen fluctuations in product demand. So, I think the big question for many businesses and CEOs is, whether the demand of their products and ultimately the consumers would be able to adapt to those changes, and also take the changes in prices in stride, especially in terms of how they've had it. And I think for the most part, they have done pretty well. We've seen consumers adjust their spending patterns from early on towards goods to services in the first half of this year. I think a big item that many consumers and people are reassessing is other factors like food, housing, energy, rather than worrying whether a recession is on the horizon.
I'm hearing you say that these companies have sort of developed a little bit of resilience to all of the problems that they've been facing over recent years, to the point where they might be able to withstand something like a recession if we fall into one.
Yeah. Many businesses, at the onset of the pandemic, had to reevaluate their business, their environment, key spending habits. And I think that taught many business owners a good lesson to be able to assess the situation, adapt, and be able to pivot to what other forces are impacting their businesses.
I saw a recent article from Associated Press about recession, and it's really become sort of political at this point, especially with the midterms coming up. You have the people who on one side think we are in a recession, and whether or not they're politically motivated to say that. You have the other side of the equation, which the CEO of Bank of America focused in on, are the consumers who he says feel that they're in a recession, and so we are.
Like I said, it's hard to say. I know the focus is on the word recession, but I think for many consumers and businesses, it's factors that are affecting them on a daily basis, and whether that's the cost in energy, food, or housing, those individuals seem to be more focused on those items as opposed to whether the economy is in a recession or not. I'll give you an example. One of the things that we saw earlier this summer is big increases in gas prices, and those gas prices have come down in recent months. But at the same time, you've also seen increases in food and housing, specifically in housing, where rent prices are going up by 10 to 15% in many markets. And, those rent increases can take up to 40% of a household income. So it's been interesting to see the fluctuations in goods, services, expenses like food, housing, and energy.
One of the economic strategists I follow suggests that those falling gas prices might be a sign of what's coming, and it might be a positive sign that if energy prices have started to come down, we'll likely see some of that other stuff come down. Do you agree with that?
You know, I'd like to think that other prices will come down, but I think there's still a lot to, it's still early to tell given, you know, somewhat of the uncertainty in the near future. You'd mentioned the midterm elections. We still have a lot of differences in other global economies. And then you have the direction of the Federal Reserve on what they're going to do with interest rates. You know, one thing that I can point to is that consumers have learned to adapt by assessing what changes need to take place in their household to remain in healthy financial shape.
Some of that, though, is falling out of their control. You mentioned rent prices. That's one area. I saw a report today that said the 1 in 6 households in the United States have fallen underwater on their utility payments because utility prices have gone so high over the last year or so. You mentioned the rent situation. Those are some things that are bubbling right under the surface, aren't they?
They are. And I think kind of going to the point of consumers adapting and reassessing what needs to change. Some of the items that I've heard is discretionary spending has started to come down a bit. So I think that's one item where people are reallocating dollars towards cars, appliances, travel, towards other items that are, let's say, more important, like energy, food, and housing. And yeah, I think that's a change that you're going to see in the next few months as we head into the winter.
You mentioned the Federal Reserve, and you know, folks at the Federal Reserve, at least according to reporting, seem like they're going to continue down the road of raising rates. They're not so sure that inflation is under control yet. Talk to us a little bit about the progress on rates and where you think that might be headed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, we saw 275 basis points rate hikes during the summer, and I think many of us expect another increase in the coming weeks. Certainly based on the continuation of, you know, strong economic data, as well as inflationary pressures that are continuing. I think a big factor will be how consumers and business owners adjust to the Fed's effort to slow the economy down. You know, we've already seen a slowdown in real estate and a strengthened dollar from the rate hikes in June and July. It's hard to tell what will come of the next rate hike in September. From our view, our commercial clients really have learned a lot from the pandemic and remain well-positioned to pivot and adapt to expected and unexpected changes.
One of the things we haven't seen yet is a widespread reduction in workforce. Are you seeing any signs of that coming, any jobs being cut, any signs of that happening in the local economy?
You know, I'm not seeing it with our clients. There's still seems to be a focus on attracting talent, filling in job vacancies that have remained over the last 12 months. So not seeing any slowdown in job openings or expected cuts in the future. So there still is a focus on filling those positions and attracting quality talent to these businesses.
Danny, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Thank you, Steve. You know, people can reach me by my phone at 312-544-4597 or by email at daniel.salazar@associatedbank.com.
Danny, thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. You take care.